Now it's time for our guy, you heard him earlier, Bob Krause, our golfing guru, the lighter side of golf with, yes, the one and only, Bob Krause, BobKrauseGolf.com.
Welcome to the lighter side of golf. I'm Bob Krause. Today we're going to talk about the Valero Texas Open and Steve Bowditch, who won his first tournament of his career. I believe it was after 91 starts. He's a young man from Great Britain, and strangely enough, this guy switched his putter after the first round. He did not feel the magic with his old putter, and he went and got a putter out of his trunk and found some magic. Now, most people would think that's kind of crazy. Most guys use a putter for the entire year, but it really can be used as a way to spark some energy, spark some new feeling, some new love for the greens. You know, it happens a lot on tour. I know Vijay switches putters almost weekly, and Steven Bowditch found the groove with this other putter. So don't be afraid to try a new putter if you're putting bad with the old one, and you might play better golf. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, BobKrauseGolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. That is the lighter side of golf. I'm Bob Krause.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Okay, Rob, let's do it. We got JD ready to do some trashing, my man.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. Hit it.
Hit it. Tigers have the traditional day after opening day off. Back at Comerica against Kansas City tomorrow, 1:08 start. Max Scherzer and Jason Vargas won't be the 55 on Monday, but it'll still won't be freezing. Wings and Pistons both off. Bruins are at Joe Louis tomorrow. Pistons will play at Indiana. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, halftime. Brooklyn leads Houston 54-51. And in the second at Dallas, the Mavs are up on Golden State 51-49. NHL, Devils and Sabres tied at 2 in the third. Leafs lead the Flames 3-2. Wings don't like to see that. Islanders over the Panthers 4-1 third. Same score. Hurricanes over the Penguins. Stars now lead the Caps 5-0 in the third. In overtime at Nationwide, the Avalanche and Blue Jackets tied at 2. Canadiens Lightning 1-1 third. No score Flyers Blues in the second. Baseball Tuesday, American League, they've gone to the 8th inning at Minute Maid. Still no scores for the Yankees. It's 6-0.
Stop the season.
6-0 Houston. The Astros about to win their first game unless Yanks have something in them for a big comeback. Blue Jays lead the Rays 4-0 7th. Two others start in about 25 minutes. National League, Dodgers, Yasiel Puig homer, lead the Padres 3-2 in the eighth. Marlins over the Rockies 4-3 ninth. Braves over the Brewers 2-1 sixth. One interleague game, no score down in Texas. Phillies and the Rangers in the fifth, and Prince Fielder's second game with Texas. College hoops, NIT semis in New York City. Come on, Rob, give it up to LB. He's got the SMU Mustangs in the NIT Finals.
That is a good job by LB, no doubt.
Larry Brown will take SMU to the finals of the Nobody's Interested Tournament.
You know what Rashid used to call him? Pound for pound.
Pound for pound, best out there.
Best out there.
And coming up in about 20 minutes or so, the Florida State Seminoles and Minnesota Golden Gophers will play for the right to meet SMU in that final a couple of nights from now in New York. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. You ready for a little trashing, a little extra trash talking? Let's do it, Gary.
Are you looking up in the cat? You better watch that kitchen floor. Are you ain't rock and roll no more? Yeah, yeah.
All right, 248-848-1130. Don't forget, up for grabs, Mark. $20 gift certificate to Beans and Cornbread on Northwestern Highway.
I'm honking like Charlie Callis. J.D. on my neck of the woods, the Commerce Township area. What's going on, J.D.?
You know what? Was Rob planking while he was pranking?
He was oh, it's John Davis.
It is John, J.D.
See, so I don't, you know what? I can't pick up on that stuff, John. You could just go by John Davis. Then I would know. Sometimes it's just John.
J.D.
Sometimes it's J.D., and it says Commerce, so I should have figured as much.
So I'm a trash that organization at whatever championship drive in Auburn Hills.
Oh, we're hitting the Pistons hard tonight.
All right, listen.
I'm good with this.
You know, they had another Bad Boys reunion tour, and I'm sorry, Bill Davidson was not mentioned. the guy who wrote the checks, built the building, bought the plane, who brought them two championships, they didn't have time to mention him. They didn't have time to mention Matt Dobek. They didn't have time to mention other folks in the organization who helped build that organization to two championships in 89 and 90.
What about Jack McCloskey? Did they mention him?
They mentioned Jack was there.
He was there.
Oh, he was there. Okay, I didn't know if he was
there.
Oh,
yeah, like 88, Jack was there, baby. Wow. I missed you and Jack. I wanted to go see Jack, Trader Jack.
And, you know, they were going to lose to the Heat. Give you that. But they followed that up with basically the most embarrassing loss this organization's had since the Teal years, the dark ages of Teal.
Wow.
I want everyone, Hooper fired.
Even Hooper? You want everybody out?
Hooper. The guys that jump around and do crazy dunks fired.
You want a house cleaning, a Matt Millen house cleaning.
Matt, not even, don't even bring him up.
I mean, when he came in and got rid of everybody at the Lions.
John, the only thing I can tell you is that I got a feeling that a lot of people in the organization have no idea who the people you mentioned even are. There's nobody left. I mean, when Karen sold the damn thing to Goris, and all those, the rest of the lot was gone. I mean, she already did the deed. I'm not so sure anybody knows to call up or find out if we should do something for Davidson or the late Matt Dobek or anything like that.
Yeah, but that's horrible. That's just really horrible.
And you know, and for Goris to be out there hugging, you know, the players like he was there during the 89 and 90. I don't even know if he was at State at that time.
Well, I think he has an affinity for that team. I think he does because he lived here.
No. Give it up to Tom for that. He's a Spartan. You know he was a Pistons fan.
And the other
fan.
Thing,
he made
too,
it very
there's
clear.
No doubt about that. And, John, the other thing, too, and we're not trying to
say what you want about Goris, but he did say that.
Right. But that, you know, one thing is you never – even when you buy a team or you take over something, you can't forget the past. I mean, it's a part of you, especially when it's good.
Pistons being at that time one of the premier organizations in the NBA, to have fallen this far, to lose to the not even 76ers, the 24s.
Very nice, John. Right, John. Got a little William Clay Ford there.
You get it from it. Can I do my thing?
Do your trashing,
dude. I gotta say, I'm gonna do this until I get satisfaction, and it has to be satisfaction guaranteed. I'm hitting the Lions. Here's the thing. They're on the prowl still for a backup quarterback. Mayhew.
You will not let this go,
no,
will you?
No, won't let it go. DeSean Jackson was out there. Of course, the Lions have no interest. Redskins and the Bills have all the interest. You know, I've heard one name so far connected with the Lions' backup quarterback situation. And are you Dan Orlovsky? On the basic principle that a guy who was part of 0-16 shouldn't be back here in the first place?
Oh, Lord, no.
Dan Orlovsky has no business coming back here. I know he played for Jim Caldwell in Indianapolis, and he played on Tampa, so he's a little bit removed now from the Lions situation of 2008. You know what, Dan? I got news for you. If you ain't part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And you've been a part of the problem in the past here. I don't want Dan Orlovsky. Seen the act, been there, done it. Yes, I have the panties. We could have been a cute.
What color of panties you got on?
Speaking of Matt Stafford engaged to Kelly Hall. So, all right, so Caldwell's at the Tiger opener. And we can't find a backup quarterback back here. And Martin Mayhew seems more keen on wasting, and I'm going to use wasting, a draft pick on an inferior later round quarterback. You got 8 picks, dude. I know you ain't picking a quarterback in rounds 1, 2, and 3. You know what you're going to get in the fourth round? A Dan Orlovsky. That's what you're going to get. I don't want that. Go get a free agent quarterback. Number 2. And I can't take it. You're going to tell me once again, and I just, you know what, I just, that you're not going to bother with looking and seeing if there's a better kicker out there than these two cats you've got on futures contracts. Really? We're going to do futures contract kickers? That's what it's come to? Jason Hansen's one of the best in the history of the game. One of the best ever. And you've decided that, you know what? Screw it. Let's see if we can find a guy who's kicked 4 times for the Washington Redskins and went to Western Michigan in John Potter. Or my favorite is the Italian kicker, Giorgio Tavecchio.
Gesundheit.
Who's never kicked in an NFL game. So we've gone from Eddie Murray and Jason Hanson.
Mark, you always bring that up. What did they ever win?
You know what? Think how bad it might have
been. Okay, but it was still bad. And they had two kickers
for
a long
time. What kicker that was at least part of six different playoffs are you laughing at today?
Whatever. He never had a big kick in his whole career. How many years he played? 20 years?
But I'll tell you what happens,
Name the
Rob.
Big kick he had.
Forget the kicks. Here's what happens when you go through the kicking carousel. You waste time with it. One of the things Mariucci always told me was, he said, one of the worst things you can do is get yourself in a situation where you're auditioning kickers every week.
No, I agree.
It takes up so much of your time.
There's no doubt about it, but I mean, I hear you. They had great kickers, two of them. And you know what? Eddie Murray was 0-for-1 in his career, right? And Jason Hanson
was 0-for-0.
But Jason Hanson, give me the big field.
He's also the third leading scorer in the history.
That's because they couldn't score any touchdowns as a team.
Well, you could do the same with Morton Anderson. What Super Bowls did I miss with Morton?
Well, they had a chance.
The all-time leading scorer in the history of football. What Super Bowls have I missed with that?
Nothing.
Hall of
he missed the one that.
And that's
he,
my former Spartan right
He's 0-for-1. The one he missed cost Mark. The one he missed cost the Vikings.
No,
remember?
You're talking about Gary Anderson. That's Gary.
Was that Gary
yeah,
with
that
Minnesota? Oh,
yes,
I'm Gary.
That was Gary. He missed one.
But he
field
missed
goal
the one.
That year.
Remember that?
That was. The
and you know what that was?
Rob, that was the second leading scorer in the history of football. But Gary Anderson did go to a Super Bowl with Pittsburgh when he was with the Steelers back in the 90s. So he went there at least. He got there. Morton Anderson, unless I'm mistaken, didn't go to any Super Bowls with New Orleans or Minnesota or Atlanta. He didn't. Was he the Atlanta Falcons kicker in '99? Someone looked that up. EP looked that up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Was Morton their kicker in that at that point?
The one that he missed a field goal right before the half, and it cost
him. Was
that
Morton?
Yes, I think it was Morton.
So he did at least get to a Super Bowl. Didn't win one.
No.
Didn't win one.
No. I'm not thinking. You mean with Atlanta?
Yeah.
Who was the one? Was it Gary who was with the
Vikings?
Yeah,
we already got that one.
Okay.
Gary's the one that would have put that team, would have gone 15-1
right.
And gone to the Super
Bowl.
That
was a big miss.
That was his only miss of the season.
That was a chip shot, too.
Yeah. So, look, we're even talking about it like this. Look. Jim Caldwell, go get your barista at Starbucks. He let him kick. I mean, it's the same as bringing these two guys on. And that's another thing. When did barista become a title? Like chef. When did chef become a title? I've actually met Bobby Flay and Mario Batali. It's like chef has become like doctor, senator, president. You know what I mean, Rob? When did exactly, weren't they just cooks? Hey, Chef Rob, who's on at Sunday, weren't you just a cook? When did chef become like a thing? Like you would put that in front of a guy as his title, like doctor, DR, blah, 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 blah. Now you have chef, blah, 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 Bobby Flay, Chef Mario Batali. So all I'm saying, Rob, is stop the nonsense, get me a better backup quarterback, and go out and get one of those free agent kickers that actually has kicked more than four times. That's my trashing.
I'm not mad at you. I had mine a little earlier, and I'm just going to expand on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
Baseball? Cheetah?
Baseball. No, not cheetah. Baseball. Major League Baseball. Stop the self-hate. Stop beating up your own game. Stop playing this integrity thing and kidding yourselves. Listen to your fans, Mark. What's done cannot be undone. The same way we have a segregation era, the same way we have a high mound era, Mark, dead ball era, right? It's a steroid era. That's what happens. And why? Somebody explain to me. When we talk about steroids, why do we only talk about home runs, Mark? Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, how come we never talk about pitching in the steroid era? How come it's only about home runs? Nobody ever talks about pitching.
Clemens isn't in the Hall of Fame, though.
No, but I'm just talking about the effect of it. They just talk about home runs, right? The pitchers were using it too, Mark. I'm sorry I'm so loud.
Well, Tom House admitted it. That he used it, he was a pitcher.
That's all I'm saying.
That was in the 70s.
Mark, of the people who have been caught, more pitchers than hitters. You hear me?
Yeah.
More pitchers than hitters. It's for recovery. And have you ever seen a guy's shoulder after he pitches a game, Mark? What does it look like?
Needs recovery.
He needs recovery.
In the worst way. He might get a steroid injection anyhow, something like a prednisone or prednisolone, methylprednisolone. But that would be illegal now in baseball. And it's perfectly legal over the, you know, when you go to your doctor to get it for a sinus condition.
EP, are you ready or you want to do it after?
Let's do his. We're at last call time.
All right, EP, you ready?
Our guy Nick, you know our guy Nick, the sax man, plays the sax, Charlie Wilson thing. Our guy Nick, Facebook and whatnot. Nick loves last call time.
Does he?
One day Nick will call us for last call time, especially on a trash talking Twitter Tuesday
thing.
Hey,
we know we can hear you guys in there. You know what I mean? So when you're like, turn the mic off until you're ready.
Rob,
you know?
I got something to sing for you here. Ready there, Gary? I know you are.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are
love that song.
That's the only thing. With all the crap you brought back, it's the only thing I'll accept. More trash talking next. Sports Night with Parker the Man, back in the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you don't get no in your cash. You better watch that kitchen floor. Are you ain't rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah.
Stop all that.
I'm going to twerk, and you can't do a damn thing about it. For our people watching, I'm going to get right up one day, and it's going to be nasty.
It's going to be nasty. I don't want to see that.
I don't wear pants
day.
Here, so
I'll
it's going to be terrible.
I'll stop. Sound like Flage asking me. He said, does Wilson have on shoes?
I
talked to Flage today.
I've had shoes on since I've
been here. He's been asking.
When the summer comes, that'll be a different deal. It'll be shorts. There'll be nothing else, and you're going to be grossed out, and I don't care. Because you're the one who decided that we should be televised.
But you got the what's it called? Fred Flintstone feet. Like
I do
you.
Not. And I get right? pedicures? Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's right. And you got the shoe polish. I mean, the nail polish and polish.
Yeah, I'm always pettied up, man. I'm a chick when it comes to my feet.
All right, we
but
got
you. Gotta be always take care of your feet and your teeth. You ever heard that line?
You want it? Of course, you're right about that. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna do the read it or EP has one.
Before
as well.
EP goes, it's a very short one. Detroit Sports Podcast. Our guys at the DSP. We call it the DSP, the Detroit Sports Podcast. They're trashing Keith Appling. Performance in the tournament was horrible. Awful foul at the end. Tom Izzo's Final Four streak ended. Hashtag TTTT. So just rip it on app, on a little Keith app.
I think EP's doing the same thing, but of course he has a little more time than the Twitter.
Nobody stole your thunder. Just do it.
Go ahead. Do yours.
All right, guys. Well, you already know Keith Appling not only played like trash, but he left his legacy right in the dumpster.
Man.
Man, it's
holy.
I just got to say, from the start of the year, I said Keith Appling is the key to Michigan State taking it home. I mean, he's not necessarily the best player, but I knew it was going to fall on his shoulders, and he just came up way short. I hate to say it, man. It actually hurt me watching it. It really did. The guy finishes his last game of his career with about, what was it, 2 points and 4 turnovers and 5 fouls. That's the stat line of your final collegiate game. And there's no chance he's going to play in the league either, so that might be
you
it.
You say no chance?
I said there might not be a chance. I mean, you know, he might as well catch his flight to, you know, Germany or whatever.
Wow. Oh. He already got him to Europe, huh?
Ouch. That had to hurt.
No, he's got a chance, though, man. But it's just I wish he would have came out better in that game. And because the thing is, he only took 3 shots, man. Your team needs you. You're your senior point guard. Nobody's doing nothing, and you take 3 shots.
You know, I'm going to tell Steve Smith on you. Those Pershing Doughboys stand together.
You got to go out swinging, man. You got to go out swinging. That's all I'm saying. If he would have went out swinging, trying to take some shots, take it to the rack, maybe try to go to the line, hey, nobody can really trash you for that if you actually gave it all you got. But when you take 3 shots and you're a senior, man, I mean, what is that?
All right,
there you go. Give him the certificate.
EP, nice job.
Good job there, Eric. By the way, I'm surprised no one bothered to trash Michigan football.
That for what?
Spring football game is this week.
Oh,
there's
please.
Been no buzz about spring. Rob, used to be religion in Ann Arbor with spring football at Michigan. There's nothing. You heard a minor little blip about Devin Gardner might be ahead of Shane Morris at this point. Brady Hoke's got this. Has Michigan tumbled this far? All the news is MSU. It's D'Antonio's contract. It's what's happening with recruits.
They won the Rose Bowl, and Michigan had a disappointing season.
Malik McDowell is all over the news today because this was the deadline day to get the tender in early at MSU. He didn't do it. So now, like, recruiting process will open up again for McDowell. This is a blue-chip, number 3 overall recruit that MSU is online for.
So why didn't he go? Why isn't that coming?
I don't know why McDowell has – he did not turn the tender in. Now it's got to go through the Big Ten. So it looks like to me Malik McDowell is not sure about East Lansing, and he might be going somewhere else, even though the verbal commitment was to Michigan State. This is a 6'6", 295 edge rusher. Are you kidding me? I mean, who in the world doesn't want that?
How did they close a deal on that? I know. That sounds bad.
And, I mean, it's been
especially coming off a Rose Bowl.
And he's from here. He's Southfield High. Come on, he's like the chicken American Idols from Southfield High School. You got Southfield High School. The Blue Jays are huge right now, Rob. The Blue Jays are huge.
Mark, you know it's just down the road from me. You know where I
know. You got this guy McDowell, one of the top recruits of the country, and you got Malia Watson, who you're not even bothering because you don't watch Idol, from Southfield High
School. You know I don't watch that.
In the Final Eight on American Idol.
I can't believe you watched that.
I love Idol. We got two girls from Michigan, North Farmington High School's Gina Ashiudo and Malia Watson from Southfield High. So North Farmington High School and Southfield High represented in American Idol's top Final Eight, if you will, top eight, if you will. It's all that's left, eight people. So there you go. That was some good trash, and I was very impressed for week two.
No, very nice. Absolutely.
If people you're scoring came at home.
Strong to the table. So, next Tuesday, Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. We got all that going on. Tomorrow, of course, the Tigers play their second game of the season against the Kansas City Royals. 108, day games, Mark, all the next five games, all day games, 108.
I told you yesterday, first night game will be at Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers next week. Not the Angels. Their first trip to L.A. used to always be the team that's actually in their league. This is the Dodgers, the first trip out west. They play the Dodgers and the Padres. They
very nice.
At Chavez and at Petco as well.
I used to love it. When I covered baseball in the early 90s, Mark, the Reds were in the Western Division. We went to San Diego, San Francisco, and L.A. all the time.
Reds and Braves in the Western
Mark,
Division.
Mark, big time.
Cincinnati, Atlanta in the West.
I know.
Some have forgotten that. The time has come and I must leave you.
So if I don't ever see your smiling face. All right, here we
JD,
go.
JD now.
Make a promise to remember. Here we go. Here's the here's the good part. That I told you all through thick and thin. On up until the end. Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend. Hey, Mark.
John Davis pranking while planking. Yes.
Let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, and Nick. All those guys. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them.
Check us on Twitter, on Facebook. You can email us at parkertheman@yahoo.com. Don't forget parkertheman.com for all of our video streaming and our updates and everything and archives will be at WDFN.com. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker the Man recorded live in front of a taped studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio's next. Matt Shepard in the morning at 7. Don't ever forget that. Matt in the morning from 7 to 10. You see what I'm saying? Mister?
We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
NBC, you later.
Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City.